Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready, Stace? Ready, Darce? Here we go. It's our big hit, Twins!
Sisters, sisters, there were never such devoted sisters.
Stacey is the one who's always got my back.
Yeah, Darcy's love of life, that's a lot to unpack.
True!
Caring, sharing, every little thing that we are wearing.
House of 11, we've had lots of guy trouble, that's well known.
I've got a fiancé, and she's alone.
Wow.
All kinds of weather, we stick together, the same in the rain or sun. We've got tight faces, but in tight places, we think and we act as one.
Take it, Darce.
Manifest our twin power.
Scoot-a-ba-po-dee-ba-ha-da,
woo-da-dee-sa. Do the twins, a-ba-da-ba. Hat-da-ga, ooh, my boobs shake when I do that. Ooh, hoo-ha.
It is my wedding, and I will do what I like, and invite who I like. I am not a drunkie. Are you fucking kidding me? I have not been a drunkie. In 15 years, I cannot have been a drunkie. Fuck, what the fuck? Where is Topolino?
When Florian says, what the fuck? It's so...
What the fuck?
So good.
Y'all, Florian was a scene-stealing star this episode of Darcy and Stacey.
And it's interesting when he does take the... When he does kind of take the spotlight, it's so weird because... He doesn't like to do it, but he's just so strange sometimes. And it's how he says
sometimes.
It. Sometimes. And he goes from zero to 220 miles an hour like that.
I mean, all Stacey says, like, you had a liquid courage.
I'm not a drunkie. What the fuck? What the fuck are you saying? I'm not a drunkie.
It's just funny.
Or like when he just went from zero to 100 about the fucking cake with Darcy.
Yes. I think he's hitting his limit. I think he feels super isolated in Miami.
Yeah.
And I think he's hitting his limit. There's no other 14th century vampires who came through mirrors to talk to.
There's not.
When you can't find anyone else who came through a mirror.
He's like Brad Pitt, just walking through New Orleans, just bored, looking at everybody who's going to die.
When you can't find another undernourished vampire, life is kind of lonely. And at least Georgie kind of spoke his language a little bit. Not the actual language, because they couldn't speak an actual language, so they spoke English to one another.
They spoke English. Broken English, yes. Y'all, this is Darcy and Stacey, Season 4, Episode 5, Drunken Slips and Loose Lips.
Yes.
We were just talking before we started. We're remote, but GOAT, I'm in Oklahoma, by the way. Poodle's in L.A. My nephew's getting married this week, so I'm celebrating with the family.
No one's dying.
No one is dying. I will tell y'all this, though. My brother and I are trying to sell a commercial building at my dad's. Because we know there's not a renter, because nobody wants to. So anyway, we've been going through the biggest hassle trying to sell
this
building.
The story better be good.
Well... I had my friend who does tarot and psychic reading and all that talk to my psychic reader, and she basically said, did you ask your father if he would give you permission to sell it? She said, was your father was he a proud and sometimes vindictive man? And I went, yes.
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes. And she
check
said,
check and check.
Yeah, she's like, he thinks you should wait out because you're going to make more money. And I so told this, like, I said, he had terrible business sense. That shit happened to him all the time. And then he lost all this money. And she's like, well, he's pissed that you're selling it. So now we've got to, so the 22nd of this month will be the year since we buried my father. So I've never been to his grave since we buried, because I just had, so I'm going to go to the grave. I'm going to go to the building. I'm going to ask for permission. We're going to sage it. We're going to do all the woo-woo shit to see if we can sell this shit. Because y'all, I got to pay for my neck lift. If not, I got to postpone it.
Your father would think this is the most ridiculous shit in the world. Yeah.
It's true.
You should call him because he's living in Florida.
Anyway, he's living in Florida. So anyway, but yes. Remote but coat, and Poodle's wearing a shawl in Los Angeles.
It's still remotely chilly in Los Angeles, so.
It is.
Just got back from Santa Barbara.
Oh, yes. He said, I got a facial. And I went, I don't want to know about your sex life. And he said, no, a real facial. I was like, oh.
And a facial.
Okay.
Yeah. Good for the Boy. Skin.
What did you do? What did you do? Just walk around Santa Barbara and go to those wine painting classes and just pick up men that were just drunk on wine
and go they through have those. Ridiculous.
Oh yes, it's everywhere in Santa Barbara. I would love to do that if I went to Santa Barbara.
That's so basic. No,
oh yes, no. Yes. You know,
I want to go hiking. I want to go. I want to go look at stuff. I want to go look at historical stuff.
I like the historical stuff, but then I want to wine paint and just go do antique stores. I'm a woman.
Glad you got there.
actually, I'm a grandma.
I'm not one for antiquing.
Really not about the stuff in there. I think most of it's shit. I just like to go and, oh God, this makes me sound even older. I like to go, I just like to hear the stories of where they were from, of how they got them.
So Stacy, drunken slips and loose lips.
I'm gonna die alone. Let's continue.
Do we have any other announcements?
Announcements. Let's see. We've got toes going forward. We've got our class list. We're gonna have our episode of Love After Lockup is going to be free this week for everyone because it's the beginning
that's
of a new
right.
season. So that's going to be there. And I think we can't confirm now, unless they back out, we are doing an interview with
unless they back with, out.
With who, Poodle, or with whom? No, with who?
With who, yeah.
Yeah, with who. Who are we doing an interview with,
we are
Poodle?
Doing it with Justine and Michael. So we'll be talking to them probably. If you hear some edits, it's because a PR person is also on the phone too. So, because
we want to ask some good questions, but you never know.
This may not be the Barbara Walters interview. We do interviews our way. We might say something weird. We're not about getting them to admit. We both really want to know where that car came from.
We do. We're going to ask. A lot of times people will say, boy, the gays did a really like
softball soft interview.
And they don't understand. We cut half the interview because someone kept coming in the mic saying, can't say that. No.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys have ever.
We try.
You know what it's like dealing with a network PR person on the phone who's listening to everything they say.
That said, though, I got to say, of the people at WeTV,
They've been lovely. They've been the
nicest, easiest people to work with. So
I agree with you.
Kudos to them.
Yep.
Actually, they're with AMC, but whatever. It's all related because there's only like three companies now.
Yeah.
Anyway, monopolies. What? Who? Happening? Okay.
What?
So that'll be free for everyone this week. It's normally going to be on the $8 tier. So we've got that coming up. And then Below Deck's going strong. We might be having a Below Deck interview coming up. You never know, y'all.
Do I know about this?
I slacked you about it today. You didn't see it?
I did not see it.
I'm glad Poodle reads my... He's just getting facials in Santa Barbara. I guess you can't check Slack now.
We just paused that so he could tell me what happened. I paid attention to everything except for Slack today when I was driving down back from there. I am so sorry I was absent for 2.5 hours.
You know what? I'll let you have that because your driving means you're giving the guy who paid for this weekend probably a blowjob because you're doing what you need to do, and I respect that.
Y'all just point your heels to Jesus and think of handbags. That's how you get through in this life.
Oh, Dunienberg, Dunienberg, Dunienberg. Yep. No one buys those anymore.
That's what you do.
That's what you
Gotta know what's important.
Know what's important.
So, just again, we just said this before. This, when this show is the best is when they are, when they put the Silva twins in kind of scenarios where them acting ridiculous and them going to LA to see their people and not being able to open the door.
And it's the best.
It's just,
we both laughed a lot this episode. We talked about it.
So let's jump in here. We are
Michelle, get your TLC matchmaking spinoff. I hope that 90 Day Fiance thing where they go to the island and we sit, some people, it's rumored to be couples therapy. Can it just be Michelle reading people for filth on an island?
We talked about interviews. I would love to talk to Michelle. I would love to talk with Michelle and saying, what makes a good date? What, as a personal matchmaker, what do you think makes a good date? What do you think a relationship is built on? Because, and we could even say, how did Darcy do?
It's true.
I will say this.
I would hire her if I lived in Miami.
The reason why I want to talk to her, because almost everything she's saying seems rational and sensible. And the girls rarely hear that version.
It's not Darcy. It's not me. Not Darcy. I like to hear.
So, y'all, Michelle is over. She's going to a dating event. Darcy's going to a dating event.
Darcy looks like she's going to the generic version of the BAFTAs or something. Like, she's so overdressed for a date.
No, she looks like she's going to the AVNs, the Adult Video Awards.
She looks beautiful, but it's so overdressed for a date at a bar. Y'all, it's a dress.
But also with slutty.
But also slutty. It's like a dress that it's cut off at her boobs. And basically, y'all, it has a train. The dress has a train with a slit up to it. Yes. She looked gorgeous. It just was completely not the appropriate dress.
And I think, before we go further, it's time for another installment of Darcy and Stacey Theater.
Do it big. Do it big.
I'll be playing the role of Michelle. Drink some water. You'll be playing the role of Darcy.
All right. And action. Oh, who's there? Who's there? Oh, hi,
it's Michelle.
I'm ready. I'm all glammed up. Look at me. I'm ready to go.
You look great. Is that what you're wearing tonight?
Yes. Don't you think I look chic? I look elegant. I followed your guidelines. I kind of did it big.
No.
You heard that song?
Please stop.
That song for you?
Okay. Please stop singing your single.
Okay. What do you think?
It's too much, Darcy. We talked about
this. What do you mean too much? What's that mean, too much?
It means that your titties are out.
Oh, it's Darcy. Hey! Yeah. That's Darcy. Hey!
And that's why you're alone. So, we wanted to cover up your boobies. Because
I look snatched? I look snatched.
I rarely say this. There's just too much cleavage in my face.
What?
So, do you have anything that's a little...
I don't feel like a hoe. I don't feel like a hoe.
Not as much, I don't know, less hoey, a little bit less showy, and I don't know, something that just covers you up a little bit, as much as that.
I can't show up looking like a nun. No offense to nuns. I'm Darcy! I'm Darcy.
Again, stop singing. Stop singing that song.
Okay,
right. Doesn't help.
I can let me here. I'm gonna go, but come back, and I'm gonna show you a dress that has no boobs.
Okay,
come back.
Oh, God,
and just a boob shirt.
I've got a. This isn't worth it. Okay. What you're wearing?
Just a little boob. Just a little boob.
There's still a huge cutout, and I almost see your areola. So we're gonna put a jacket over that.
Okay, I'll wear a jacket. You want a brooch? Dig in that bowl just of wadded up jewelry. There's a brooch in there somewhere. Just kind of all.
Why is this coming apart? Oh, it's a fake Coach brooch. All right, good.
What?
They told me it was real. Told me it was real.
Yeah, is this from your line?
No, but we should make a House of 11 brooch.
Michael, what about that?
People, the thing, Darcy, is people are making wrong conclusions about you by the way you dress.
What are they thinking? What? I feel like they look at me and they say, she's rich. She's classy.
No.
She's high fashion.
Trust me, your extensions do not say that.
Oh.
They're aware.
So okay.
What I'm saying
all right,
is,
I'll do what you say.
We want to just trust me, Darcy. We want to make you look classy and real, just less of a hoe, more of like this is you going out to date, showing your value. You're dating men your age.
Okay. All right.
Got it. Makes sense.
Yep. Let's go. Too big.
I knew I should have become a CPA.
And scene.
Y'all, this woman's got the patience of Job.
Job.
Wow.
We didn't do this. I forgot. But every time she told Darcy to go back in, she was like, don't you? She said something. You think you said it. Don't you have something about your boob? She was like, no.
No. She did say that. Nope. Don't have anything.
Nope. It's all I got.
I think
she was honest.
I think that cutout dress, Stacy's worn a color of that. That's a House of 11 design.
It has to be House of 11 because they have it in like five or six different colors.
Because she did say, she kept saying, these are designer dresses. They're not. I love the Silvas, y'all. But the thing is, you can buy this stuff for reasonably cheap. This definitely is what you wear in Saint-Tropez when you're trying to fuck anybody you possibly can after your third divorce. Like, if you've got a big old fake boobies and you want to say I'm slutty, you got the cougar chest out, that House of 11, that's your brand.
It really is cougar wear.
Yeah, it definitely is. And
although actually it kind of, that's their dresses, but honestly a lot of their stuff are sweatsuits.
A lot of it's streetwear. Yeah. Anyway, I think I'd wear it.
I would wear a House of 11 sweatsuit. I need a new sweatsuit. You know what? I just ruined a pair. I'm going to get a House of 11 one. I don't know where I'm going to wear it.
You're going to get a sweatsuit?
I don't know. Maybe they're cute. You don't want a sweatsuit with angel wings on it?
No, I don't. So, y'all, Stacy and Florian are having a calm and rational discussion after dinner.
Yes.
And she's still pissed off about Georgie being the best man. And
she is.
And this was kind of a sad scene because Florian basically says, I had no one in Connecticut. Yeah. I had no one but Georgie. They would go to the gym and I open up to him. I open. And he's like, Georgie understands me. Americans don't understand how hard it is. Only immigration people understand each other.
And that's true.
And then he
pulls also not the card that we didn't know this is horrible, that his 37-year-old sister died of cancer.
With two children. Yeah.
Two kids. I went, that is so sad. I mean, what's Stacy going to
say? She was an angel on this earth. Very much a Stacy thing to say. And then Florian says, God takes the good people. It's so sad. This competes with like Daddy Silva's thing last week about Michael.
It does.
It's almost like they're trying to bring the pathos as well as the comedy this season.
Why I think this is the best season since season one is they're giving us fucking highs and lows on this season.
I totally agree. And I agree with you. This is the best season since season one.
Yeah,
Darcy and
it's
Stacey.
So good. It's so good. I was kind of worried after season three. I was like, does this show have more steam in it? And I think it does.
Yeah. So basically, he's crying and she says, you know what?
What's she going to say to that? What's she going to say?
He's like, I will accept Georgie being at this wedding. And now they have to tell Darcy. And Darcy is at the dating event, y'all.
Oh.
And they're having many dates. And then the scoring system of rated. So Darcy's like, I better get an A+.
If I don't get an A+, it's not going to be a good feeling. Not going to be good.
We meet Cicero, whose family definitely owns a, quote, olive oil factory back in Sicily. definitely not mafia associated.
Well, he's actually from, I don't know if you heard, he's from Brazil, y'all.
Oh, I thought he was Italian, but that makes sense.
No, he's from Brazil.
I missed that completely.
He's from Brazil. He works in real estate. Y'all, this is a man with a Brazilian dick. He has his own money. He's Darcy's age.
I think he's perfect for her.
He believes in energy.
Y'all, they're on a date.
That was great when he said, what do you think about energy? And she's like,
yeah.
Yes.
They do an activity date where they make a cocktail.
I thought this was smart. I thought this was a great thing for them to do, to make a good for Michelle.
And she's like, oh, I got to muddle it. Take my jacket off.
Y'all, she's taking my jacket. And she grabs this muddler and she is just fucking hand jobbing this muddler with both. She's even kind of flexing her long nails out because guys, for some reason, and I know this because I have straight guy friends, they think it's hot when a woman sometimes with long nails is jacking off their dick. Sure. I don't get it.
That's a thing.
Yeah, some guys think it's hot, with the image of a woman with pretty nails around their shaft. It turns
them on. I'd be afraid it would scar up my dick.
Me too. I wouldn't want to get cut on your acrylics. Not for me. Not for me.
So, okay, that was something I learned today. They're muddling.
Ooh, Darcy, ooh, Darcy's look at the way I'm muddling it.
Taking off. Her jacket so she can muddle, and her boobs are just popping around all over the place.
Michelle would like it if I took my jacket off, but how am I going to muddle? How am I going to muddle with my jacket on? Can't do that. Ooh.
And y'all, he says, I'd love to continue to get to know you. And she's like,
he has two daughters. Sorry, go ahead.
He's got qualities I like in a guy. He has two daughters, and she's
kind of this, you see Darcy's face, and she's like, in her face, she's going, it's not my type at all. I never date somebody like this. Is she initially attracted to him?
No.
I don't think so. But Darcy's doing what we all need to try in dating, just so you know, that's dating. You're just trying different people, different things to see what you like and what you connect with.
And you say, maybe the pattern that I've known that has brought me suffering or not exactly great stuff, maybe I can change my pattern.
Yeah.
And maybe I can get to know this person as a person before I immediately throw them away.
Because he's cute, he's got nice teeth, and he's going to have a nice big Brazilian dick.
Now, do I think Darcy can spin herself around on a dime like this? I don't know. We'll see. So... he's like, I was looking at your Instagram. She's like, it's pretty filtered.
I love that she said that when she was like, it's very filtered. He's like, and he said, but yeah, you're here now. You're being real. And she goes, thank you. Thank you. he says something. So she's like,
she
I am
proving
I'm
a point.
Real. I'm being real right now. And so he says, I want to know if we can get together again. And she says, sure. And I just wrote, Darcy, he's a Brazilian real estate investor. Lock this down. Lock that number.
This would be, if anything, just to teach her how to date. And I don't think you should have starter relationships or trial relationships, but this would be a great thing for her to pursue of and not dismiss anything. Be a great thing for her. So, y'all, we're cake tasting because the wedding is soon. I know you always hate this when they give you cake and they let you spread the icing on it. I think it's quite efficient. But
bullshit.
And Florian,
at least
they
didn't have funfetti. It didn't set you off.
No, there was no funfetti.
We should take a commercial and then we'll get back to talk about cake.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh-so-comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies! Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too.
songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Lorian, you want some red velvet? Want some spicy cake?
Only cake I need is you, boo-boo.
Stacy got into that. She got into that. She was like, do you want that nice creamy icing? And I was like, just say that you want to eat his jizz.
Then there
we can't judge.
The wedding planner shows up in a sheet. And
it is some type of muumuu kimono. Yeah.
Maybe
thingy.
There's a popular in Miami. I don't know.
I think Ross Matthews has his own line of capped. It's a very Miami Palm Springs thing.
To me, it didn't look professional, but maybe I'm behind the times. Maybe I don't know about Miami fashion.
Close your eyes.
Oh no.
And I just want you to imagine it's a nice, beautiful May. Not, let's be honest, not May. April day in Miami. You've lived there for several years now, and you're on your way to see a client about a business meeting, and it's a 2 p.m. meeting. What would you wear?
A huge caftan and big hoop earrings.
Yeah. That's where you are. I'm telling you, you're going to be.
It's because it's too hot. You're right.
Yeah, it's hot.
You know
hot.
What? I retract that statement. Bitch, wear whatever you want.
Because you're going
to
wear
what you need to.
When you live in Palm Springs one day, y'all, because that's where Jake and I are going to end up.
Yeah.
You're going to wear all the fucking caftans.
Yep. I'm all for it. I do believe that caftans should not be worn by young, hot, gay guys. I believe that is false advertising.
Advertising of what?
I think if you've got a tight little body, you need to show it off.
Whoa.
I think caftans should be for older and bigger people only.
This isn't projecting at all.
Exactly. I think it's unfair. It's cheating. That's what it is. It's cheating.
I kind of agree. If you have a twink little body like Sugar or Spice, you show that body off.
It's cheating. I'm telling you, wearing being tiny, tiny, and wearing a caftan is cheating. Is cheating. But it's like big gays are wearing them now, y'all. It's some kind of weird.
A lot of bears wear them, though.
I don't have a problem with that.
A lot of bear caftans.
I don't have a problem with that at all. They look good in them.
I've never really worn one. But I guess if I was like on Fire Island wearing like a Speedo swimsuit and I wanted to cover up, I'd put
they're
on
not
a
bathing suit cover-ups, though. That's not what they're wearing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Also, you'd want to cover up on Fire Island. No one else does. No one ever wants to cover up if you're wearing a Speedo.
Well, what if it gets cold in the sun?
You go inside.
I just like to be a little mysterious. There's nothing wrong. Then, to show
then
everything.
You're not wearing a Speedo. So, right. Y'all, she's feeding Florian. And all of a sudden, Darcy, they're talking about Albanian wedding traditions. He's like, yes, I dance with Stacey and people throw money.
And Stacey's like, they throw good money, like 50s, 100s, not $1 bills. And Darcy and Stacey get up and dance. And that's so funny is that they're just getting up and being silly. And Florian's like, No, not no, how we, everything.
No one give you money to dance like that. Mm. It's like, make it rain. Make it rain.
He's all so serious about everything.
And Stacey goes, no, what are you doing? You got to do it classy, not strippery, to Darcy.
Darcy's like, yeah. She's like, do it. What? Do it, Darcy. She's like popping her tits like, what's her name? The drag queen on Drag Race right now. I forget.
Mistress.
Who is your favorite? How are you caught up on Drag Race?
I haven't seen Fridays.
What queens do you like though? We haven't talked about it.
I like, Malaysia Baby Doll Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like a lot of them. I like Anitra.
I love Anitra. Estides. I like Estides.
I like Estides. Yeah.
She's, I think, my favorite.
Who feel like Mean Girls to me is Mistress and what's her? Lux Noir London.
Lux, yeah, and Ledoux.
She's a great fashion queen, but she's got such a shitty attitude.
She does have a shitty attitude, and Lucy LaDuca can be a little bit of a mean girl, too.
She is, but I think she's can back it up with the talent and comedy.
And Colby. The others can't. I love Colby. I love her.
Oh, Sasha Colby. Yes, fuck.
Sasha Colby. I love Sasha Colby.
Love her. But the others are kind of filler queens for me.
I get that, yeah.
But yeah, this whole thing between Malaysia and like Mistress was so weird. And because they were talking about, you want a medal. And I was like, please don't say medal again.
It really goes back to I don't think things don't get a good buildup or don't get a good resolution because of the time.
Yeah. I think Lucy might have some, she might be wanting, thinking she's the best, but I think she can kind of back it up, especially with her comedy.
No, yeah, she's funny. She's funny.
But I think Sasha's going to take it.
I think it's going to be Sasha and Nitra, and I don't know who maybe the third's going to be like, Mistress. I would love it to be as titties, but it'll probably be Mistress.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah.
I'm
underwhelmed this season.
I'm underwhelmed, Andre.
Okay. So anyway, so they're doing this thing about cake. And so they talk about how much the cake is. And she's like, well, the cake's gonna be like, you know, could be $6,000. And Florian completely freaks out and like,
that's on cake. Why is it still cake?
Again, he does it. The fuck? For cake?
And, well, later on, Darcy does say,
well, you know it costs money. You might need a good job, Florian.
she did say, I would have, Dorothy's like, this is what I would have chosen for the twin wedding. And Florian's like, well, you need to find a husband. That's the problem.
He did say that. And yep. and Stacy and the wedding planner just kind of go, and you see Darcy's face kind of go, and she kind of,
yeah,
he already bit.
That's the point where Stacy's really diabolical sometimes. Sometimes she'll throw Darcy under the bus. Sometimes she'll throw Florian under the bus.
But she never confronts anything in real time when it's happening.
She doesn't. And like, if she could have said, Florian, that's shitty. Don't do that.
Yeah, she should have said it in that moment. Yeah.
And Florian, he gets pissed and she's like, gotta get a job. And he's like,
Darcy says, get a job.
Yeah. It's not your wedding and it's not twin wedding. It's me and Stacy's wedding.
Well, he pissed her off when Darcy said, do you need me to chip in and pay for this?
Oh, yeah.
And that, but the deal is, Florian gets all butthurt. And what we see at the modeling age, y'all, Florian doesn't want to work. He doesn't want to do anything. He wants to be a house husband.
Yep. I agree.
100%.
So
this guy's so clueless. I mean, let's talk about the modeling agents. Oh, yeah.
So
Darcy gets mad and leaves. Later, Stacy apologizes to her, blah, blah, blah. Stacy was like, we didn't even get to tell her that Georgie's going to be the best man. And I went, oh, Jesus.
Sorry, everybody bashed me so much, so I need to make money for wedding. And they're like, so, did you bring any images? You know what? I think it's time for another installment
of Darcy.
Sorry,
Darcy take the
back. Blimey audition.
I'll be playing the role of just, there are two people, but you should know that basically it's a hydra of modeling agencies.
Two-headed,
connected to one body, and just five legs, and they all have claws.
And they haven't eaten today.
I actually think CGM it is a reputable modeling agency. I've heard that.
I don't know.
All right. And action.
It's not like POW's agency.
No. I wish it was to that woman again. Oh.
I'm here. I'm
here to
be
a
model. I'm here to be a model.
Oh, okay, great. Did you bring your portfolio book, your pictures in the book?
No, I don't need that.
What? Why are you handing me your phone? What's in your
phone? Here's my phone. Look in my phone.
Okay, this is just your Instagram. Actually, this is your girlfriend's Instagram. Mm. Okay. Do you work out? Do you work out?
Yes. Look at me. Hit my six pack.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Oh, wow. Little white there. You probably need to get a tan.
I'm vampire who came to mirror.
But no, that doesn't matter here. It doesn't matter. If you were here in the aughts,
I'm 700 vampires years old.
Nope, vampires were great in 03, but they're done now. No one cares. You're a vampire. Speaking of, are you planning on getting tattoos? Are you now?
Later. Yes.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Oh. No, you're not. You're not going to be a model.
Oh.
No, you're not. Okay. And look.
I can't cover up?
No, we don't do that. We don't do that here in Miami. You need professional photos, not some photos you took in an alley from some guy who works at Hardee's who owed you a favor.
Hardee's?
You know what? It's very good breakfast. Very good.
Are you going to hire me or not?
Yeah. You know what? Let's take some pictures.
You want to see walk?
Yeah, let's take some pictures. You see walk. Okay. Mm. All right. And pose for me. No. Mm. No, now smile. No, you need to. You look smile. Like you're in a. No, you were supposed to now be serious. You look like you're in a Catholic church program taking a picture right now.
I don't like Catholic church.
Okay. You're a little stiff. Can you move around? Be comfortable in your body. Okay.
I dance.
Yeah, you know what? I think get some pictures and then we'll be here. Come talk to us after that. Come talk to us.
Okay.
Best of luck. You know what? We wish you the best.
Bye.
And scene.
He did come without a portfolio and on his phone. They were unnecessarily mean though.
So I did not think that. They were brutal, but I thought they were very, if I walked into an agency as an actor, think of from a musical theater perspective, if you had someone walk in.
No, you're right. You know, I think it's because they were just making fun of his tan and they were making.
I mean, they didn't need to make fun of his tan. That's true.
They could have been, like Michelle and been, because they had no consideration.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true as well. And so y'all, of course, Florian takes it. He's like, he said, they're not professional. It's bullshit. Fuck.
Yeah. Because
again, if it doesn't suit, it's all fucking bullshit.
So y'all, we're LA bound. We're going to LA. La La Land.
La La. So they arrive in LA. God, if I only wish we saw them when they were in LA.
I think they're downtown. It looked like they were downtown.
Oh, in the fashion district. Yeah, in the fashion district.
Yo, they can't figure out the code. They're like, is it 11-11?
Stacey's like, no, Darcy, they got to change the code. You know, Robert, she was like, oh.
Security. And then there's just people inside it.
You know that everything on Darcy, her cell phone, every password is just do it big, 11-11, exclamation point.
Yep. Yep. Or Tom's birthday.
Yeah, it's still Tom. She doesn't know how to change it. So they come in and there's a jogger set. There's
good Darcy's energy. Like, it's the first time we've been in here since the pandemic. Good energy.
I'm gonna try on these sweatpants. Ooh. Charlie horse. Oh, whoa. Ah, getting older.
Y'all, then
it's so
said,
good.
Wherever we fly, we swell. Sweat. Is it filler?
When Stacey hit her neck and she's like, that's filler or fat? I don't know. And Stacey's like, eh. God, I love them.
And then they're talking about, they're like, oh, this is nice. High end. Amazing quality. None of this is amazing quality and none of this is high end.
No.
So they are, they've been waiting for the samples and the colors that guy wanted. And the poor people are like, no, we're just glad to get these. And they're like, so when are we gonna get the colors? And the guy, this one guy goes, we can try. But then it's like, this is artificially raised stakes, y'all. They're gonna get the colors. It's fine. If you're laid awake, sleepless because of
Carl, I don't think they're gonna get their clothes. I'm so worried, Carl.
You could go.
Shooter, go get my pink sweatsuit. I'm going to send it to Darcy and Stacey. Go on.
They could go downtown in Santee Alley and get the fabric themselves.
They could.
It's for extremely cheap. So they're going to be fine. But Stacey has to say, if we fail, it's the death of the brand.
Death of the brand.
The next thing, y'all, we're
Where is this restaurant?
It's the Belmont. I think it's on, Sunset. It's like in the middle of Hollywood, I think. It's that or Beverly Hills.
I feel like, is it on, yes, it's over there. I never go there, but it's right there on, it's right there in La Cienega, just north of Melrose. This is so close to us.
Oh, yeah.
You know that little area of La Cienega right before West Hollywood, like for Santa Monica?
That's got all, no one gives a fuck about any of this.
That kills me. Darcy and Stacey were a mile from where we live.
There's a Floyd's barbershop and a couple of other little things. Yeah. Yeah. So y'all, they are there for Florian's birthday party. Of course, Mike Benz is there who lives there.
He's from Los Angeles, yes.
What? Does he live here?
Yeah, he does. He would just fly out to be on these shows. He flies out to Miami because he helped them move. Gotta see my girls.
What does he do here?
I don't know, but it makes me wonder if he does really live here because I feel like Mike would be like, it's like Angeline. If you've lived here long enough, you just see that blue hair just kind of like you've seen them once.
I'm pretty sure he lives in Woodland Hills.
I was going to say North Hollywood.
Oh, that's better. Yeah.
Yeah. Van Nuys.
Maybe a little step up from that.
All right.
So, y'all, they're talking. They're like,
Flo, yo buddy, we still friends, Flo.
He's like,
you're in my city.
I came here to find a job, like you said. But he said, so what are you doing here? And he's like, I see Topolino.
And everybody goes, huh?
And she says, the mouse. He said, you know, the mouse. And they go, oh, Mickey Mouse. Yeah. And I looked this up. Topolino is the Italian version of Mickey Mouse that is in. So it's close enough to him to know he would call it Topolino. But they had to really think about it. Oh, mouse! Yo, this is when you're a 14th century vampire who came through a mirror. So he basically says,
Topolino. You know what I watched? This reminds me, speaking of Italy, you know what I watched on the plane coming here today?
Yeah.
Great show. You probably never heard of it, but Stanley Tucci going around to Italy. Have you seen that show? It is so good.
We've talked about this, and I believe that the it's not called Going Around Italy.
No, it's Stanley Tucci. It's so good.
Yeah, you're the last person who hasn't seen that on CNN. Yeah.
It was really, I enjoyed it.
No, he's good. He's really, and I love the way he introduces it. And he's so fucking hot on it.
He's so hot.
Y'all, Stanley Tucci is one of the hottest fucking guys. And he fucks good.
And then when he's done, he lays back and like reads you a poem in Italian. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that to you.
And then makes you pasta alla carbonara after. Because you're hungry after sex. And you need something fatty. Yikes. Went somewhere. And he feeds it to you. I hate people feeding me, y'all, but Stanley Tucci feeding me pasta.
You would let, that's the one person you would let feed you?
Yes. This is the one person. Y'all, so many sissies are literally had to pause the podcast and they are finger bagging themselves right now.
Yeah. Tucci.
So they're basically saying they're talking about, I know what it is. So Florian mentions, they're talking about who he was going to have at the wedding. Florian mentions, you know, I bring Georgie. And Darcy
he just
stays.
Said, did you see Stacy's face too?
She was so angry. And Darcy's face looks like she just smelled a bad fart.
Yeah, when Darcy gets really angry, she can't, but it's like her brow almost gets so angry, it almost overcomes her Botox and somehow furrows.
It looks like, you know how when a person dresses up in old age makeup? It's like immediately, that's the face she had, like, but she says...
And she was like, you're asking him to be the best man?
I understand you guys, like, became pros, and you were, like, hobnodged. She said, hobnodged, instead of hobnobbed.
And Florian goes, you did not shut it down on a bad note. And I went, I thought, you know, we don't really know how their breakup went, actually, because we don't know. Remember, they broke up like 2 months after the last season ended, so we actually don't know how they ended it.
Nothing's been clear. They didn't break up on the show. So,
Darcy said, don't you think he'll feel uncomfortable that we were going to do a double wedding with Georgie and then he's going to be standing there? And Florian is completely like, no, I don't get it.
And Stacy does not defend Florian saying it. She throws Darcy under the bus earlier and she throws Florian under the bus now.
In the moment, she just sits there. Doesn't say anything. But after effect, that's where Stacy and Florian are standing there. She was like, I don't think this is the right time. I think that's where she says, I think you had a little bit of liquid courage.
This is my wedding. I can do whatever I want. I'm no drunkie.
Poodle's going to say that the next time we're on tour. And he gets trashed with listeners on one night, and I'm going to get him back, and he's going to say, I'm not drunky.
What the fuck? That's the show, y'all.
That's the show.
That's
the show. It kind of takes, he's like, why are we doing this wedding? It's too much drama. This is a good episode. A good episode.
This is episode 6 or 5?
5. So,
we probably got 10 or maybe 12.
I feel like Mary Payne knew.
I think you're right. I think she told us.
But yeah, a good season. And next week we're going to see Georgie. So it all is beginning.
And yes. He looks good.
He does. I need to see if his OnlyFans is up. And I've got to unsubscribe to Johans. I don't want to pay another monthly fee. I already saw it. I know.
Has there been any updates?
Well, I don't want to pay $500 for a jack-off video.
I know, but has he updated it more, I'm saying, with images?
I haven't checked. I need to, I guess, before I unsubscribe.
I would hope so.
All right, everybody. That's the show. We have the joy of getting to do Extreme Sisters next. Poodle's very excited.
You know, I've been thinking that the blonde dumb twins from Houston.
You thought they were harmless, didn't you?
I thought they were harmless, and then this episode happened, and now it's that same nausea. However, it's kind of like the universe evened it out, because I really enjoy the fucking Australian nutters now. I'm on with them. I know it's mental illness that probably incurable at this point, and they're going to die. It's not going to be pretty.
No, they have a suicide pact.
100%. I'm loving watching this. I'm loving watching them.
I think them working at a restaurant is the new Australian sitcom.
100%. I'm there for it.
Y'all, so we're going to jump into Extreme Sisters. You're going to be able to listen to that if you were on the $8 tier of Reality Gaze Plus, which is on the Love After Lockup tier. So if you love Love After Lockup this week and you're like, hey, I want to listen to that, you're going to get Love After Lockup as well as Extreme Sisters. All right, everybody, go to realitygaze.com. You can go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, or our TikTok, Reality Gaze, and on our Twitter as well.
Reality Gaze Pod.
Mm-hmm. All right, sissies, we love y'all. We appreciate y'all very much. Look, if you're in a place in life where you want to do things in the world, you want to make changes in your life, you want to get bigger dick, whatever it is, what's the best way to do that, Poodle?
Manifest it. Manifest it. I also manifested. I'm going to be presenting at the Crappies on Friday. For Watch What Crappens Awards.
Oh, yes. They asked both of us, and I'm out of town. Actually, before I could even respond, Jake just said, Maddie's out of town. I've got this.
I'm going to bring a cantaloupe with a red wig on it. No one will know the difference.
That's fair. That's fair. All right, everybody. So be sure to watch. We don't know how you watch the Crappies. We don't have any information about that. Don't fucking ask us. No. Go to Watch What Crappens website and their pod.
They have a live stream. They are live streaming it. And
we don't know any of the technicalities of their live stream.
Don't ask us questions.
Ask them. So figure that out. All right. That's exciting. All right, y'all. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Lord help the mister.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Comes between me and my sister, and Lord help the sister that comes between me and my man.